If you want to get somewhere spiritual, can I talk to you just a second? We're talking about how faith works. You want to get somewhere spiritual. Instead of just rattling off all the time, you know, you can just rattle off all the time. Just get somewhere and get quiet. Till you can get your mind to just get quiet. And just get quiet. Till your thoughts fade out. And you can hear on the inside of you. Then the Holy Ghost can tell you some things. It's amazing. I'll say to the Lord, I read this. And I said, Lord, what am I going to say about this? And I get quiet. I get quiet. And sometimes I sit there for a while. I get quiet. It's amazing how stuff will come up out of your spirit. I see it. And Evans, and if I would look at it in the natural, I would just go somewhere and tuck my head and hide. But there's an army rising up right here in Houston. In spite of all the stuff people's trying to do, there are going to be some that are going to be so sorry they act like they did. Because there's a light going to shine. See, I used to get, upset and start talking back. I don't do that anymore. I just, you know what I mean? I don't join in helping you being in darkness. All right. I just don't join you. Because I know if you knew better, you wouldn't act like that. But I'm seeking. I want light. I want to see. I want to see. I want to know. So, everything I need, and when I come to God in faith, if I know what the promise is, I know how to set my, you know, 1 John 5:14 says, if we do what? If we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And we know that he hear us what we ask. We know. He didn't say we think. He didn't say we think. He didn't say we hope. He said we know. We know. What is knowing? I am absolute certain that I got what I need. And everything around me looked like it's impossible. And my mind, my flesh, and others, and everything is trying to tell me you can't have it, it won't be, but I know. So I just praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I ain't going to help him. I got help. That's why God wants us to come together. Because see, men and their opinion and their ideas and their carnality will try to avoid the plan of God. God's going to invade this place. He's doing it. But with a team that know how to walk with God, we can tear this city, this work of the devil. We can bust it wide open with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you got to see like I see. And I got to see like you see. Into the realm of the spirit of the living God. That I am who he is. I can do what he says I can do. I'm not in competition with you. You're part of me and I'm part of you. Hallelujah. So if he promised me, he promised you, it's yes and amen. And you listen to this. That's why you don't let nothing distort, compromise, twist your faith. You don't let nothing. You get your, you build your faith on the promises of God's word. God's word and God's word alone. If he say you're strong, you tell yourself. Lying flat on your back and you're just blinking one eye. I'm strong, glory to God. Because God said I was strong. See, we're so quick to give in. Thank you, because doctors talk to the level of knowledge that they see and know. But we know something. We got inside information. We got inside information. We let them help us, and we go to them for help and get it. We need it. But bless God, we don't let them tell us and make final decision for us where we are and where we can go. Because we have a doctor. Who did it all? Thank you, Lord. Hello? Hallelujah. Listen to this one. And this is, we're wrapping it up now. Listen to this one. Romans 4:16. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Romans 4:16. Can y'all put that one up so we can all read that together? Woo. Ha, ha, ha. Romans 4:16. And it says, therefore, it is what? Where, how is it? What did James say? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like the waves of the sea driven of the wind and tossed. See, God never intended for you to be tossed. You remember we read last week, this week, Sunday morning, Ephesians 4:14 says that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You remember that one? Carried about with every wind. Therefore, it is what? Of faith, that it might be by grace, grace and faith of the power twins. Grace and faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, because grace, faith give grace the ability to do what it knows to do. Anybody in the house? Who, Jesus? I'm gonna try to hold on here, but glory to God. Therefore, is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to half of the seed. That the promise might be sure to all the seed. See, none of us, not a single one of us, need to live in poverty. Not a single one of us need to live in fear. Not a single one of us need to live in unbelief. Not a single one of us need to be in strife. Not a single one. There ain't nothing to get in strife about. There ain't nothing to get in fear about, because Daddy got everything fixed. Daddy got everything. The kingdom is not trying to get right. The kingdom is right, and I'm in it. And I just need to learn how to live in my righteousness. Glory to God. And I don't know if I'm helping you, but Holy Ghost is helping me. That the promise might be sure to all the seed, to not to that which is what? Of the law. See, because the Jews thought they were the only somebody that qualified for these good things that were coming. That's what they thought. But let me finish it up.